And welcome back. You're here on EAA Radio. I'm joined by Jaymont G, who's... we're just doing a little switch up here and bringing in some people early and changing things around. That's how we roll here at Air Venture at EAA Radio.
So we're going a little early into the NTSB half hour here, which is fine. We've got the chairman of the NTSB with us a little early today, which is fine. Mark, how are you doing today?
Oh, it's good to be here with you again. It's always a great day. You're talking about the weather. It's always great weather when you come to Oshkosh and you come to the Air Adventure.
That's right. What's the proper pronunciation of your last name?
Rosenkerr.
Rosenkerr.
Just like it's spelled.
just like it sounds.
That's
just,
right. Yeah.
Just like it looks, yes. Well, Mark, how have things been going this Air Adventure?
Well, unfortunately, this is the second accident we're going to visit. At this point, we... just got called on a...
Yeah, we haven't talked about that yet, but I just got word in the last half hour. We just had a... I was hoping to be able to report on Sunday that we got through an Air Venture without one.
But no, unfortunately, no. We've got an inspector and an investigator out there on runway 27, at the end of 27. Approximately 45 minutes ago, a Lance Air. We don't know if it was a normal or experimental category. We also don't know if it was taking off or landing, but we do have an investigator out there. There were two fatalities, and we will find out what happened.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And I know we had a little accident, but it wasn't too bad yesterday. I think somebody blew off the runway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're looking at that one as well.
So
other than Air Venture, how's the year been going so far?
The year in aviation has been excellent. We continue to talk about a period of time in aviation that is extraordinary as it relates to air safety, commercial air safety in particular. Even in GA, we've seen a significant reduction in accidents, and we hope we can continue to see that throughout this year.
That would be a good thing.
Well, what do you... obviously, this is a unique situation. When we have an air show here, there are lots of airplanes. There are lots of airplanes close together, many different types with a lot of different speeds and capabilities. And unfortunately, it seems that once in a while, at least, you're bound to have an accident or an incident here. How do you guys, do you have responders here that are just the same local area? But how often is the chairman on the field when the accidents are going on? So how does the response change at a concentrated event like this?
We do have a number of investigators. They are here on duty as part of what we would call an investigative go team. But their primary responsibility is also to be manning our information booth. So in case we have an incident or an accident, we have enough people to be able to go and investigate them. But at the same time, we're here to try to answer questions from the public and those that are coming here to the show to understand what we do at the NTSB and the information that we can provide them.
And what is a... what is it? I don't know if you've covered this in your previous briefs, but what's a typical response? I mean, how does it unfold? You get the word that something has happened. What's the reaction from there?
If we're talking about here at the show, it would be somewhat different than it would be, for example, if it were somewhere in the city or somewhere in the county or somewhere in the state.
And what's the typical reaction, and then how is it different here?
The typical reaction would be we would get a call from our command center, that we'd have a dispatch from one of our regional offices. We have 10 regional offices throughout the United States. An investigator would go out, whether by car or whether fly to that particular scene, wherever it was, depending upon how far away it would be. And they begin the process, working with local authorities to document the scene, and then begin the process of actually doing the technical investigation. The regional investigations for general aircraft take about anywhere from 6 months to a year, depending upon the complexity of the accident.
So, as the chairman, where do you fall into all this? What's your purview? Of course, you're responsible for the agency, the budget, that type of thing. But
my job is to do the day-to-day operation and running of the agency, set the policies, general guidance as it relates to what the long-term strategy and the long-term mission of the organization as it relates to strategic change. The mission won't change. Our business is to investigate accidents, determine the probable cause, and then make recommendations to prevent accidents like that from happening again. But we sometimes will take other missions in order for us to raise the bar of safety in other modes of transportation. We are responsible by law to examine every single aviation incident slash accident that reaches a threshold, and then we must determine the probable cause of those accidents. For other modes, we can pick and choose those which we believe have the biggest safety paybacks. We look at highway, we look at marine, we look at rail, and we look at pipeline.
But yeah, I think we forget that here in aviation sometimes, that you guys are responsible for more than just aircraft and...
Well, and the pipeline is a big one.
Exactly. Yeah. Today, in particular, because of the strategic importance of petroleum and gas.
Right. And so now you said you make recommendations. So the NTSB does not take disciplinary action themselves. The NTSB is not responsible for making policy change or anything like that. You just do the reports and document and research the causes or in your opinions, and obviously more than just opinion, but and then that goes to whom? Who receives these recommendations?
The recommendations go to federal agencies. In aviation, it's the FAA in this particular case. And many times we will make recommendations to operators if it's a commercial airline. Many times we'll talk about to the manufacturers of the products, whether it be a Cessna or a Beech or any of the manufacturers, a Boeing, including Airbus. We would make recommendations to Airbus if we found that there were some issues concerning any of the safety issues concerning their aircraft.
Is it also your responsibility to develop the relationships with the foreign entities as well?
We do when they're flying into the United States. And they end up, remember that many of the domestic carriers will buy international aircraft. Embraer is being used by a number of our domestic carriers. Airbus, Canadair, Bombardier, a whole host of manufacturers have airplanes that are being used in 121 and 135 operations. So we're very concerned about making sure that these are operated properly and safely. And in case we find something in an accident that would, in fact, involve their fleet, we would make recommendations both to the FAA and also to the individual manufacturers.
And now what happens in the flip side if there's, say, an accident in Mexico with a U.S. carrier? Do you have any involvement in investigating anything like that?
Yes, we do. Let's say it's a U.S.-manufactured aircraft. We would be sending a smaller GO team to the foreign country as part of the Annex 13 of the ICAO Treaty, the International Civil Aeronautics Organization, a specialized agency of the United Nations. And that annex provides an opportunity for the flag state of manufacture to participate in that accident investigation. Because again, it would have implications potentially for fleet improvement.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting.
We just were in Manila, for example, on that 747 where the oxygen tank appeared to have had some impact on the explosion.
Oh, okay. So wow. we were invited as a U.S. entity to go and visit with them.
And we worked very closely with the Australians. The Australians would be leading that investigation because it was their aircraft and it happened over international waters. The Philippine government also would be involved since it did land. But the primary lead in this particular case would be the Australian Transportation Safety Board, our counterpart.
And when they have an accident here, or what about if something is not quite, if it's in international waters?
Again, depending upon who the state of manufacture would be. Okay. If it were a Boeing, mm-hmm. we would be very interested in it, and we would be a party to that investigation.
How do they determine who takes lead?
Depending upon the flag. If, for example, let's say it's an Australian aircraft like Qantas, they would lead it if it were an international, over international waters. If it landed in the United States, we would probably be the lead in that particular case.
Okay.
But they would be a party to our investigation. They would be participating with us.
Well, Chairman Rosenker, thank you very much for joining us today in studio. We hope our week goes a little bit better.
Well, we hope so, too, because we'd much rather be talking to the guests than going out and having to look at
us. Sorry that you have work to do at this. It's definitely something none of us wants to see. Unfortunately, yours is a job we don't want to have to see you have to do. So.
Most people only want to see us. Matter of fact, everybody only wants to see us on social occasions,
right,
never on official business.
Right. Yeah, well, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
I'm Magneto Mel.
And J. Mont Jane. We'll be back with AirVenture in Flight in just a few minutes.